Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A vaccination hub opening in Maryville tomorrow will be administering the Pfizer jab. The clinic will be held at the School of Arts at Bow Street from 10:30 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. and is open to residents from the Upper Hunter Shire local government areas. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lozell and the Royal Flying Doctor Service organised the clinic to assist with vaccination rates due to the low number of general practitioners in the community. Mr. Lazell says it's mainly targeted for the Maryville community.
A community like Maryville needs more than just one person jabbing arms. And so we've organised for the Royal Flying Doctor Service to come down and perform a clinic there. It really is aimed at that Maryville community and people of the Upper Hunter Shire area. So it will be Pfizer and Pfizer only at that clinic.
Upper Hunter Singleton and Muswellbrook LGAs will remain in lockdown despite some parts of the state easing restrictions. Parts of regional New South Wales currently deemed low risk and have zero COVID cases for at least 14 days will emerge from lockdown, but will continue to operate under restrictions to ensure the safety of regional communities. The Upper Hunter and Lower Hunter regions, including Newcastle, Cessnock, Dungog, Lake Macquarie, Maitland and Port Stephens, will continue to follow the stay-at-home orders. They will also be monitored by New South Wales Health with updates provided as circumstances develop. Deputy Premier John Barilaro says regions staying in lockdown should get vaccinated as soon as possible so that these restrictions can continue easing. And Aussie Arca celebrating the birth of 28 new Eastern Quoll Joeys at the breeding facility located in the Barrington Tops. The endangered species has called Aussie Arc home since 2017 when the facility stepped in to bring the species back to mainland Australia. The organisation's breeding program has bred over 150 Eastern Quolls since 2017 and in 2020 confirmed the first joeys to have been born and bred in their wild Barrington Wildlife Sanctuary. Manager of Conservation Hayley Shute says the creatures are important because they fall into a really unique niche in the ecosystem. Eastern quolls were once common throughout Australia, but became extinct on the mainland about 60 years ago.